Chapter 3. Cincinnati, Ohio. Tuesday, August 4th, 5:15 a.m. You're here awful early, boss. Shock had Marcus jerking his gaze from his laptop to frown at the woman who leaned against his office doorframe, looking sleep-rumpled, her curly hair all over the place, and her clothes crushed and wrinkled. Jill Ennis was not supposed to be here by herself. She was not one of his trusted staff. Not yet, and maybe not ever. She'd never done anything overtly untrustworthy, and her work was impeccable. But she gave off an odd vibe that made Marcus uncomfortable, though he wasn't sure why. He would have fired her months ago, except that she was Gail's niece, which put him in one hell of a bind. Jill's parents had died 5 years before, and she'd moved in with Gail. She had graduated from high school a year ago, and Gail had asked Marcus if he would give her a job while the girl decided what to do with her life. Marcus had never been able to deny Gail anything, so he'd said yes. Jill had been tasked with updating their website, and she did good work. But recently she'd started college and had taken to coming in after hours to finish her work on the site, often having to be almost kicked out when the others went home at 2 a.m., when the paper went to press. "Why are you here?" he asked, wondering what Jill had overheard. "I was working on an ad layout for a new client and couldn't get it quite right. I fell asleep at my desk. I dreamed someone was cursing, then woke up and realized it was you. What's going on?" Ignoring her question, Marcus refocused his attention on the list of threats that filled his computer screen. The last time he'd seen the list was more than 9 months ago, and it was far longer than he remembered, with too many totally capable of taking a shot at him, or at someone standing next to him. He couldn't give this entire list to Scarlett Bishop. She was smart enough to see patterns, to figure out that he was doing a lot more than simply publishing the news. "You wouldn't keep falling asleep at your desk if